Australia awoke on Saturday morning to the unbelievable news that Shane Warne had died in Thailand. On a trip with friends, he'd been for a swim, ordered a new suit and arranged for two Thai masseuses to go to his holiday villa when it seemed he had a heart attack from which he could not be revived. There was shock and grief around Australia as one of the biggest names in Australian sport was gone at just 52. I asked Sydney Morning Herald columnist, author and rugby great Peter Fitzsimons just what it was he had that captured the connection he had with the Australian public.
Last week, if you met him, he looked a lot like the bloke that took Gatting's wicket. You know, like there wasn't, the hair was the same, the teeth were the same. He certainly had a bit of trouble with his weight here and there, but, you know, he didn't look a lot different and he didn't act a lot different. He was living his wild 20s in his early 50s. And so the shock is that somebody who is pretty much, you know, one of the most famous people in the country and certainly, you know, famous globally, around the globe, I think it would be fair to say that Shane Warne would be better known than our Prime Minister. And so there's just shock that somebody so young should just drop dead.
He seemed to have this natural connection with the public, with most people. What do you think it was that he had?
I think it was, in many ways, he was every man. You know, like things like taking baked beans to India, the famous episode. That was sort of every man. And he was a kid from the Melbourne suburbs that turned into an absolute world beater. People like me had a go at him over various issues over the years. He never blinked. He lived his life the way he wanted to live it, and I think that that resonated with a lot of people.
And you've actually met him and spoken with him. Do you think that the Shane Warne you see when you meet one-on-one, was he, you know, what you see, what you get?
Look, I've done a piece about my interactions with Shane Warne for the Herald very shortly, but in both particular occasions was tense. Tense. The first time I was at David Hookes's funeral, January of 2004, and I was in this sort of room having tea before the funeral took place. Billy Birmingham and I had flown down to farewell Hookes, who we were on a panel show, The Back Page, with. There was a tap on my shoulder. I turned around and there was this guy, and he said, "Peter, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Shane Warne." And you go, "Hey, what? He's introducing himself. He's the most famous man in Australia." Anyway, and he said, I said, "Shane, pleased to meet you." And he said, "I just want to thank you because I've read everything you've written about me over the years. And I want to thank you because a guy like me can learn so much from a guy like you." And his words were absolutely polite. There was no explosion of rage because I'd had a lot of goes at him over, you know, various things, including the diuretic, you know, the, remember he was banned for a year, those kind of things, and the various tabloid outrages over the years.
So there's a bit of irony there.
Oh, yeah. But what I was impressed by was his absolute discipline not to give me anything, you know, nasty or anything I could blow up about. But his eyes said, "There'll come a time when I'll fix you, and I'll fix you good. I want you to know, you know, you're not saying these things out in the dark, and I'm not aware of them. I know about them." And so I said, "Shane, you know, pleased to meet you. There's plenty more where that came from. Good luck to you." And my eye said, "Anytime you're ready, I'll see you behind the woodshed." The punchline, I guess, is that a few years later, Eddie McGuire was running Channel 9 and he called me up and he said, "Look, this Saturday, we want you to be a part of a super special edition of the footy show. Eddie was going to host it. Paul Vorton would represent rugby league, Sam Newman, AFL. I'd do rugby union, and Shane Warne would represent cricket." And I said, "Well, look, that's fine, but I think you should know, Eddie, that Shane Warne hates my guts, you know." And Eddie was, you know, basically, Shane's an employee of Channel 9. He'll hate who we tell him to hate. He's a professional. It'll be fine. I'd turn up and Sam and Vorton and Eddie and I were on the ground 2 days early, and who would be the one flying in with 45 minutes to go before showtime and the chopper coming across the channel from England? It's Shane Warne. And we're in this tiny little theatre, in this tiny dressing room in an ancient theatre, and I've got to be able to describe this. I'm just leaving to go and have a sound check and trying to make my way along this tiny little corridor to get out of the dressing room with its small door. At that point, I see Shane coming in, and, you know, given that we've had an altercation a few years earlier, I'm a bit sheepish, but I put my hand out, "Shane, good to see you. He says, Peter, hello. And we keep walking past each other, but he held on to my hand. And my whole torso had to twist. What's going on? As we kept walking, then he let it go just in time for me to turn back and hit my head on the door. And I thought, geez, the timing, the spatial awareness to pull that off, to recognize the situation, to plan his wicked revenge and pull it off. This guy plans out five moves before anything happens, and I'm well behind.
He's a great competitor, isn't he? Now, yeah. He's a match winner, and that's where he started, was being a match winner and a celebrity, which he doesn't seem to mind being, or he didn't seem to mind being. It doesn't always go together, though, does it?
He was on 7:30 Report a few years ago, interviewed by Lee Sales, and he talked about what it was like to be out in public, where he'd go into a nightclub and the call would go up, Warnie, legend, come and have a drink, mate. And in his heart of hearts, he wouldn't particularly want to have a drink with everybody there, but they'd do shots together and, you know, you do a shot and I'll do a shot and he'll do a shot. But he said that he didn't want to let anybody down. And I guess that was another thing, that often with people that are very, very famous, you hear stories about, well, you know, he's very nice on television, but he's an absolute dick, you know, when I picked him up in the taxi or whatever. And to be fair to Shane Warne, there were never stories like that. Yes, of course, we heard stories about various women. They were all in the tabloids anyway. But in terms of his dealings with the actual public, they loved him and he loved them.
Peter Fitzsimons, Sydney Morning Herald columnist, author and rugby great, speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.